go up in there.
Let's see. And then you, it would get real thick on the pan.
On the soap?
Yes.
You have it full of juice, you know. And you cook it down. He know when to get on, you know, get done.
They know when to pour it off?
Yes, sir, I know when to lay it off, put some more in there.
I see.
Uh-huh. And when they get that off, you know, if it started drawing off at this end of the pan, and get that out up the up end, you know, to put water in there, let it water to keep the pan from burning, you know. Water come on down there to get them soap out of it, you know.
I see. I understand. In other words, the water would keep running down in the thicker glass.
That's right.
I see.
Yeah, indeed.
You can explain these things so a person understands them. I appreciate that. Person has questions that he doesn't even know how to ask, you know.
Yes.
that business about the water, I never did understand. That's how it would work. Around these barrels, you'd have the staves going up, and how did they keep the staves bound together?
You have some I call them hoops on it, you know.
All the way around?
Yes, all around. About 8 or 10 on a barrel. About 7 or 8 on a barrel.
I see.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then you'd open the faucet on the barrel, and how would you get in, how would you pour sorghum into a fruit jar? I mean, would you have a big thing like this with a smaller?
Well, more or less, when they get them out, that it wouldn't get no molasses in a fruit jar out of the barrel. They get something larger.
Oh.
You see? And get some out there. Otherwise, it's a gallon jug or something, whatever it be. And you set them out there, you wouldn't have to go in the barrel every day, you know, to get enough out to do some good. You had to go in there every day.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happened. Then pour it in the jar, something set on the table.
Did you have something that was big at the top and small at the bottom so that the sorghum wouldn't run out over the side?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. You didn't have no trouble with that. He had his fixed line where you could do that, you know. Some of them call a wooden plug to have in there, you know.
I see.
Yes.
Do you ever use a tunnel or a funnel?
Yes, sir.
For to fill a bottle? Did you use that with the sorghum?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
That was to fill the fruit jar, was it?
Yes, sir. That's right.
And could you, I mean, today we buy everything in bottles, but did you have many bottles in those days, or were they hard to come by?
Well, it's hard to come, it wasn't like it is now, it was hard to come by.
Mm-hmm.
I see a plenty of things thrown away now, buckets, you know.
Mm-hmm.
People be glad to get them at time to keep them.
Mm-hmm.
Sure did.
How did you, if you had a bottle, how would you keep whatever was in it, how would you keep it in? Did you have a cork or what?
I called a stopper that had to go in there, you know.
Was it made out of glass or?
No, it's made out of, I'd call it cork, some kind of cork that they make it out of.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see many of them now like that.
No, you don't.
I know that, I know.
It's all those caps.
Yes, yeah, sir, but did it? Mm-hmm. They had it there.
And you mentioned that you buy flour out of a sack and sugar. What would they put the flour and the sugar in so you could take it home? What did they use? And if you go to the store,
they have a bag, you know.
Paper?
Yes, they put paper bag.
Uh-huh.
Yes, that's what they do.
Did you ever hear of a croaker sack?
Oh, yes, sir.
What was in there? What did they sell in croaker sacks?
Well, they sell oats and corn, different things being a cloak sack, you know, like that.